Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout. So Berlin, it's 31 days since the lights went out, and for most of us, it has been the longest month of our lives.
Put the gun down, Dale!
Oh, you let that pirate go! We're all dead!
No!
You want a roofie, Lincoln?
And Dale.
The whole country's been so busy jerking itself off, and there's us coming.
Dale! He's not breathing!
How much did you give him?
You drugged us?
Fuck you! Fuck you, Lincoln!
Is he dead, Lincoln? We're just gonna leave him here?
What do you think he'd do if that was us on the ground?
Where's my fucking kid?
Get the fuck off me.
Hunter, why won't you tell me what happened in the woods?
Hey, babe.
Lincoln! I thought you were...
Did you wonder about me?
Leave me the fuck alone!
Hello?
What happened to you? Is Dale with you? We've been trying to reach him.
Oh, no. Dale's dead.
Simon! Open up! I don't want to knock this door down, but I will...
Randy? Todd, what the hell is this? It's 2 a.m.
Neighborhood militia. Night shift.
Oh, now it's a militia. What is this?
It's the thin blue line between order and chaos, Simon. A lot of boys been joining up ever since we lost Berlin PD to that riot over at County.
Hunter's gonna need to come with us.
What?
He's under arrest.
For what?
Like I said.
Arrest by who?
We're in charge of keeping the peace now.
You call this keeping the peace?
We got these cool walkies.
This is Big Badger 19. You copy?
Go for Big Badger.
Pretty cool, huh?
Hunter's wanted for murder.
What?
Okay. I'm gonna assume you boys got into the evidence locker down at the station and now you're high out of your fucking minds with your big guns running around playing cops and robbers. But go home. Hunter can't play.
I'm authorized to execute...
You are not coming in here. Do you understand?
Ma'am, drop your weapon.
You drop your weapon, Todd.
What you need to open this door right now.
What's going on?
Hunter, go back to your room.
Hunter Itani, you're under arrest for the murder of Dale Hardy.
Who the fuck is Dale Hardy? What the hell are you talking about?
Hunter, go back to your room. You're gonna have to shoot me if you think you're taking my kid. All right, Randy?
No, Dad. I'll go with him.
What?
Hunter, what are you doing?
Mom, it's okay. I'm ready to tell the truth.
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Stop on red, pay your taxes, bow your head in church. When the lights went out, we waited for a clear voice of authority like the ones we were so used to before, but that never came. And then before we knew it, it had been weeks since any of us had seen a working stoplight. Or a real police officer.
Don't know if you've ever been on the inside of it.
No, he hasn't, actually, Randy. But haven't you had about 5 or 6 DUIs?
I've jumped the occasional curb.
That's what I thought.
I've seen both sides of the law, Simon.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
It's okay, Hunter, okay? You're gonna be fine. You're okay.
All right, son. This here 5x5 is your home for the night. Dang it.
Well... jail's locked, so I think we'll just go home. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, Todd, we got the,
10-4, go for Todd.
Yeah, do we get the keys to the,
Big Badger, 10-9.
Todd.
Go for Todd.
You gotta press the other button.
Dang it, this thing's not working.
Todd, we ever find those cell keys?
I think they were locked up.
How the hell are you supposed to... All right, come with me. We've got, some questions.
Yeah, no kidding. You're handcuffing him?
Says right here the perp should be restrained in the interrogation room.
This is a break room.
You have the right to remain silent, both of you.
Everything you say and do can be used against you in a court of law.
Don't say anything, Hunter. What court of law? I mean, what the hell is this?
You have the right to an attorney if you can't afford an attorney.
Oh, okay. Yeah, where's our attorney?
Do we have an attorney?
I don't think so.
Why'd you kill Dale?
Don't answer that, okay? We're not answering...
It wasn't supposed to kill him, Dad. It was just supposed to knock him out. What? Did you find Lincoln? Hunter.
He found us. Lincoln's a tough kid. Survived the ordeal that you put him through.
Thank God.
Hunter, what happened out there? No, never mind. Don't say anything else right now.
Are we gonna get that lawyer or what?
All right.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm scared.
Hey. Hey, look at me. I'm not going anywhere. Gonna get you out of here.
Wow. You know, I went here as a kid. Oh, Madeline. Check it out. I always wanted to play the organ.
Don't think that's in the hymnal, Walter.
Congregation's dying, though. Everybody left for that big contemporary church out by the highway. They play rock music, baptize people in plexiglass tanks on stage. Last time I came here, just a couple of silverheads down in front. Made me feel old.
You are old, Walter. You know, the rector told me Sundays are picking up again since the lights went out. When times are tough, people go back to tradition. This is gonna be good. We'll really hammer the point home.
What point?
That this ain't the kind of trial they're used to. We're going back to a time of real authority. The kind nobody thought to question. No need for red tape. I think I'll sit up there, behind the pulpit. No confusion there. I'll still wear a robe, of course. That's just good theater.
What do you mean you wear a robe?
That's right, Walter. Thank you for your service, but I'll take it from here. I don't think you got the stomach for what's next.
Madeline, I am the mayor.
What makes you think that means anything anymore, Walter?
Hello, North Country. This is Simon Itani. It's November 8th, 39 days since the lights went out. If you can hear my voice, I'm asking you, I'm pleading for justice for my son. A week ago, he was taken, he was arrested, and maybe you've heard what they're saying, but I know he is not capable of those things. I know there's an explanation. Hunter Itani, your student, classmate, friend, your neighbor, you know him. And you know us, Berlin. Tomorrow we're having a trial, and somehow that gives me hope. It's something we haven't done since the lights went out. And I know if you hear his side of the story, you'll make the right decision. Good night, Berlin. Look out for each other. Sorry, were you sleeping?
No. I heard your show. Do you really believe all that?
Yeah, I think so. Just
God.
Think about it. They haven't hurt him.
Not yet. But I swear to God, if there is even a scratch on his head...
They're scared. That's what it is. I mean, the whole town is. Think about it. Nobody knows who's in charge. We give them what they want. We give them this trial, this sense of normalcy. That these people are our neighbors. We just have to pray they do the right thing.
Pray? That's our plan.
Carla, what choice do we have?
Why are we doing this in a church? What the hell is this? Madeline!
Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Why is she talking like that?
Quiet down there. That was Patrick Henry, a great statesman. We honor him today, along with those patriots who threw off tyranny right here in New Hampshire. Men like Ebenezer Mudgett, a sawmill owner who fed to the very gills with the king's oppressive pine tree laws, organized a rebellion in 1772. And when they came to arrest him, he and his men, knowing the power they possessed as free and able patriots, arrested the sheriff instead. For the voice of authority is only as good as its power to act. Now, our forefathers held the earliest trials in New Hampshire in old clabbered churches just like this one. Like the trial of Goody Dunn, who was charged with, what was it, Jeremy?
The murder of a neighbor, Arthur Johnson.
Fitting indeed.
By means of witchcraft.
This is a witch trial.
Carla, please.
This is insane.
Our forefathers handled justice on their own terms, and from now on, so will we.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We, the people of Berlin, are gathered here to witness the trial of one Hunter Itani, charged with the murder of Dale Hardy, a great patriot in his own right. Hunter is charged not only with poisoning Dale to death, but with sowing sedition amongst the town of Berlin. Randy, you may bring in the prisoner.
Hunter, baby, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Mom.
Enough! This is a serious proceeding.
This is a circus! Why are you people going along with this?
Carla just let him bring in their clowns.
The township of Berlin calls our first witness. Please state your name for the court.
Lincoln Ward.
Son, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, cross your heart and whatnot?
Yeah.
Lincoln, can you tell us what you told us in my store the other night?
You're doing good, son.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. It's cool to be back. It was all Hunter. You know, like, it's always all Hunter. Hunter says we should go find a fighter jet. We go. Hunter says we should go out for varsity hockey. We go. Even though I wanted to do football.
I'm so sorry, Lincoln.
Hunter, don't.
I didn't mean to get us into this.
It's too late, man. There's no fixing it between us. You know, I realized Dale, like, saw something in me. Saw the man I could be, more than just Hunter Itani's meathead sidekick. Maybe that's why you killed him.
Lincoln, I have known you since you were 6 years old. What are you doing? All of you! You people know us! How the hell could my son have killed somebody?
Hunter drugged that man, Mrs. Itani, and now he's dead. It's cold, but it's true.
Are we going to have a chance to hear our son's side of the story?
We'll hear all sides. The township of Berlin will now call a series of witnesses. State your name for the court.
Todd Spence.
Go ahead, Todd.
Upon our arrival, we immediately inspected the premises.
And what did you find?
Dale Hardy. Stiff as a frozen cord.
And were you able to ascertain the cause?
Oh, yeah. He was dead.
My name is Kara Fitzpatrick. We got really lost.
And Dale Hardy showed you hospitality, is that right?
No. He was terrifying. We thought he was going to kill us. So we made a plan to escape. All of us. If you're going to charge Hunter, you should charge all of us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Rick Ward.
How did you feel when you realized Lincoln had not returned with the rest of the group?
The worst moment of my life. I thought my son was dead. My son. My boy. My pride and joy. I never want to let him out of my sight again.
Do you mean that?
Susan Black.
Susan. When did you first hear Hunter Itani was missing?
Oh, on the radio. We all heard it from Simon.
Well, that's a reliable source, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Hard to trust a man who'd break into somebody's store.
Susan, you were there. It was an emergency. I fixed the door myself. I want to testify!
State your name for the court, please.
Why? Why? Everyone here knows exactly who I am.
It's for the record.
What record? Simon Itani.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
So help you God?
Yes. Can we do this?
Tell me, Simon. When did you decide to take over Bill Starkey's radio station?
I didn't take it over. I've had this show for years.
Well, where did you work before you moved here? Newspaper?
No.
But you got a fancy degree in journalism, right?
No.
Well, then what did you study in school?
Creative writing.
Can you say that louder?
I studied creative writing.
What's that, like poems?
No. Fiction, stories.
Oh, stories?
I wanted to tell stories.
Well, now tell me this. How is it a man with a penchant for telling stories becomes the sole arbiter of what's what?
What exactly are you saying?
I don't know about you, Berlin, but I don't like stories. I like the truth.
If you want the truth, then why don't you just ask Hunter what happened?
All right. Approach the bench and state your name, son.
Hunter Atani.
Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
The whole truth?
That's enough, Todd.
Yeah, the whole truth.
Hunter, did you kill Dale?
Yes.
Hunter! No!
It's true. And you told me to always tell the truth, Mom. We drugged him. We just wanted to knock him out, but he was holding us hostage out there in those...
Why would he do that?
He didn't want word getting out about the pilot that...
The pilot? Where is he?
He didn't make it. We buried him by the cabin.
Huh. How many bodies you bury out there exactly? Give us your best estimate.
Just the pilot.
Hunter, why wouldn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell anyone?
We were so scared. I mean, it was just an accident, all of it.
Oh, my God.
Self-defense. That's not murder.
I think we've heard enough here. Hunter Itani, you are hereby found guilty of murder in the first degree.
What? Are you insane, Metal? Where's the jury? What happened to due process?
Who even gave you the authority to hold this trial, Madeline?
Interesting question, Izzy. You've always been civic-minded, so I'm going to give you a lesson. Who gave Patrick Henry the authority? Who gave Ebenezer Mudgett the authority? Nobody. They took it.
Madeline, stop! Please, do not do this!
You've had your turn to speak, Simon. Hunter, do you have anything else you'd like to say before sentencing?
I always wanted to do the right thing. I used to think that wanting that was enough, that it meant I could make decisions for other people. But I guess I'm not as good of a judge of right and wrong as I thought. And maybe none of us are.
Wise words. They will be remembered in these halls long after you're gone.
What do you mean, gone?
Hunter Itani. For the crime of first-degree murder, you are hereby sentenced to the maximum penalty. Death by hanging.
No! You cannot do this, Madeline! Where are you taking him? Tell me right now!
Mom! Dad! I'm so sorry!
Hunter!
Quit crying, you little bitch.
Lincoln? What the hell?
I want to talk.
What are you doing here? They wouldn't even let my mom through.
Yeah, I decided to join that militia. Comes with some privileges, but some real responsibilities, too. I was gonna go back to the woods, but it seems like they really need me here.
Oh, how great for you. What do you want?
I just wanted to see how you were doing, I guess.
Real bad.
Yeah. Jade was real bad, too. She wouldn't even talk to me.
They're gonna kill me.
She was so scared.
I killed somebody, Lincoln. I can never take that back.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that.
About what?
How come you didn't tell them I shot the pilot?
I don't know. I guess I just... I just didn't see what good it would do. It wouldn't get me out of here. I mean, my life's ruined. My whole family's lives are ruined, Lincoln. What's the point of ruining one more life?
Maybe they'll change their minds.
I don't think anyone's capable of changing their minds anymore, Lincoln.
You know, that knob used to jiggle real bad. You fixed it good.
What the hell is this, Madeline? Come on, this cannot be real.
Oh, it's real as the 2 inches of ice on the creek. Or the couple of scraggly deer barely hanging on out there. If this town is going to survive the winter, we need somebody who's willing and able to make the tough calls.
It was an accident! You cannot kill him for an accident!
I do believe that. Always liked your kids. 2 good eggs there. But people need to know who's in charge. Who they're listening to. Your hope and community shit ain't gonna cut
please,
it no more.
Please, I'll give you anything. You want the station? Take it. It's yours. You can be the voice of Berlin.
Oh, no, you're the voice of Berlin, Simon. The one people trust. I can't change that. But I do love a good barter. Tell you what. How about you keep your show? Only now you're reading a script. And I'm the creative writer.
Fine. I'll say anything you want. Just promise me he lives.
Deal. But we're talking about a murder conviction. There's still got to be a punishment.
What?
Something real traditional.
Hunter Atani, in our great generosity, the township of Berlin has commuted your original sentence of death. You are hereby sentenced to a punishment favored by our hardy colonial ancestors, forcible exile.
Don't leave me here. At least let me say goodbye to my parents.
Each man must fend for his own. Your parents are being watched to make sure they don't try to sneak you back
in. At least let me have some food, a blanket.
Walk.
Please.
Walk. If you ever set foot in Berlin again, you'll be shot on sight. Understand? Go, boy. Don't ever let me see you in this town again.
Who do we listen to? Who do we trust? When we're really lost, maybe it's not a voice of authority that we look to at all.
Hey, loser.
Izzy? What are you doing here? Bill?
You didn't really think your family would leave you alone out here, did you?
Maybe it's just a familiar one.
Come on. We've got a plan.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Atani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Atani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Atani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Atani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Jay Pennick as Mayor LaForge, Bradley Wind as Rick, Nathaniel Weiss as Jeremy, Brian Atkinson as Randy, Stephen Moulton as Todd, Warren Sweeney as Bill, and Julia Henning as Susan. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Additional sound design by Matt Yoakum. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Additional engineering by Zach Jarek. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis Inc. Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.